Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
A number of anti-lockdown protests have been taking place in parts of Dublin, and a number of arrests have been made for breach of COVID-19 restrictions. Those protests, including one outside of RTE, have seen a large Garda presence and all have so far passed off peacefully. Fergal Keane has been speaking to some of the protesters and he joins me now. And Fergal, there were a large number of Garda checkpoints leading into the city centre firstly.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Dublin and you've had thousands of families out and about enjoying the sunshine on beaches and that kind of thing. But there have been checkpoints. They've been on all approaches to the city centre and as well on public transport to enforce the 5K travel ban. So the number of people getting to those protests has been fairly limited. And the Gardaí have said in a statement just in the last while that they've had overwhelming compliance with the regulations. But that following continued non-compliance with public health regulations and failing to comply with directions from Gardaí, they intervened on a number of occasions. And up until 3 o'clock today, they have arrested 16 people in association with those events in Dublin. Now, I went to two of those protests today. The first one in Herbert Park in Dublin 4, where about 250 people had gathered to protest the lockdown and the continued restrictions. Now, this was a protest for, I'm told, mental health, and very few masks in evidence here. There was no social distancing. There's a bandstand in that area. And I went around and asked people why they were there.
I'm protesting for our freedom, protesting for my kids not to wear a mask in school, protesting to be able to travel more than 5k, and I'm mostly protesting for to get back to work and businesses to get open up the country. That's my main thing.
You don't feel you're in danger? There's an awful lot of people not wearing masks.
No, I don't feel I'm in danger, no.
I'm here because I am scared of what's happening in Ireland today. I'm a very law-abiding person. You know, I feel I'm a criminal when I see the Gardaí because I was brought up to respect them. There is more than COVID going on here. I do believe there's a virus, but I do not believe it's a virus that has our country closed down. So I'm here to just peacefully, just for mental health awareness, because the lockdowns have been very hard. It's just time to open up the country, you know, get back to a bit of normality, and we live with it like we've lived with other viruses, you know. Sorry, have a nice day.
Sir, why are you here today? You've got the Irish flag.
For this man's future more than anything.
Your little boy?
Yeah, Pierce is his name. Do you know, we need our freedom, we need our rights, we need to be let travel and live. That's it, that's why I'm here. I want my country back open and I want a good future for this man. No comment on the virus. I don't believe in it. I think the whole thing is a scam.
I'm standing up for our freedom, the future for our children's future freedoms. The violation of our human rights has been absolutely annihilated. Our freedoms are being taken away, our schools are shutting down, the churches are closed with no opening in sight. We can't practice our faith. Our businesses are closing down with no evidence that the virus is rampant in the open airs.
Okay. Do you believe in the virus?
I absolutely don't believe in the virus at all. Absolutely do not. I do believe in a coronavirus, but I don't believe it's a deadly virus. It's no more dangerous than the average flu.
Well, there you go. That was some of the protesters in Herbert Park. And the atmosphere seemed very calm.
It was, yeah. And there were no tensions at all in the air, I have to say. And at that stage, the Garda presence in Herbert Park was very low-key. It was a different situation here in RTÉ, which also had been flagged as a more high-profile protest. There was a very large Garda presence here on the ground. The grounds are completely locked down. Garda mounted dogs and units were here. And about 150 people gathered outside here at 2 o'clock. They then moved off after about 45 minutes. They went down to Herbert Park. I think they're on the way back again, reported to be on the way back again. But I went to those people and I asked those RTÉ protesters and asked them why they had come to protest in RTÉ. And again, I have to say, there were no tensions here.
I decided to come here today because I think the lockdown is a complete overreaction. The government have completely overreacted and it's doing more harm than good. And the lockdown needs to be lifted straight away.
What about the virus?
What's different in the overall deaths this year than any of the last 5 or 10 years?
Okay. Why did you decide to come here today?
Because my life was ruined and, you know, this is one of the only things I can do to get it back, yeah. Even if it's nothing.
We're just absolutely sick of these lockdowns and it's about time they ended. 1 year into it.
Would you mind asking why you decided to come here today?
Religious freedom.
How do you mean?
The government is discriminating against Christians in general, saying that all religions are equal. We're not equal, and that's basically why I'm here.
Hey guys, would you mind if I ask you why you come here today?
Yeah, who are you with?
RT.
Are you? No, thanks. Not at the moment.
Would you mind if I ask you why you come here today?
Who are you working for?
RT.
No, oh, good boy. Fake news. RT is fake news. Yeah.
Propaganda machine for the government.
Why don't you start telling the truth?
Would you mind if I ask you why you come here today?
For freedom.
How do you mean?
Don't we have to be locked in our houses all day long doing nothing? People should be able to go out and walk, keep the businesses open.
Yeah, come on, I'll have a chat with you, yeah.
Why are you here today?
Well, I'm here because of our constitutional rights after being completely trampled on the past year. Fathers are being told, single fathers are being told who are fighting for their kids that they can't see them without a vaccine. You know, we're being told 2 weeks, we're being told 4 weeks, we're being told 6 weeks, yeah. Constantly on and on and on. And when we need to try and come out and say enough is enough, we're being told that we're Nazis, we're far right, when really we just want to get on with our lives and being able to make a living to support our families, you know?
What do you think about the virus and the vaccine?
Well, you know, I think the virus has a 99.6 recovery rate, you know, and I think there's more serious things like cancer, AIDS and suicide that we should be worrying about more than a virus.
Thanks for your time.
Cheers, mate.
So there were some of the protesters that were outside RTE, Fergal. Where is everything at now, do we know?
We understood that those that protests had been RTE went down to Herbert Park and was on the way back, but it looks like they might have changed their minds again now and gone back in towards the city centre. There's just about 40 or 50 people left there. And as you could hear, the atmosphere, there was none of the tensions that were visible in the city centre a week and a half ago.
OK, Fergal Keane, thank you very much for that. And we will keep an eye on all of that. And if anything changes while we're on air, we'll bring that news to you.